Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Unfortunately, not in studio like we usually are, based on all the craziness that's going on in our world and our society today. But you know what? We're here for you, and we put together another great program, and one that will walk you through some of the stresses and the emotional upset, the up and down, if you will, of what's going on and things that you can do while you're home. You know, the Rozelle Center for Healing is actually open. We're seeing emergency cases, and we're sending out nutritional supports, and we're consulting with our patients online. The important piece is that on April the 20th, we will reopen on a very limited basis. But what I want you to know is simply this, that as we reopen, we're exceeding the CDC guidelines relative to clinical practices. Our practice is considered an essential and necessary practice in the state of Virginia. And so we're seeing patients to keep you out of the emergency rooms. If you have any questions whatsoever relative to what we can do to help you, all you have to do is call the office at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Or simply go online at rozellecare.com, R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com. That's rozellecare.com. So we're going to do everything we can to serve you. And, you know, in strained times, there's a lot of stress, and stress can kill. You've heard me talk about that repetitively over a period of many years. And so what we want to do is give you some guidelines today and some other things. We're going to talk a little bit about regenerative and functional medicine. We're going to talk about the stress pattern that all of you are going through. There's so many of you that are depressed and down. So here's the thing. You know, stress comes in many different forms, but also it's an emotional choice often. And we have to make sure that we don't get stuck listening to the talking heads on television. You know, if you're social distancing and you're being careful, you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, you're taking your nutrients, making sure your zinc and your vitamin C levels and your probiotics and your vitamin D levels are adequate, then your chances of staying really healthy are extremely good. So let's get through this, and let's kind of give you some working tools, if you will, that can make a difference for you and your family as we move through this interesting time in our society. And by the way, we'll all do well at the end of it. We just have to make sure that we stay solid, we think properly, and we put things in position that will serve us as time goes on. You know, stress kills, right? And, you know, who can, you know, not say that they haven't been under some sort of stress at some point in their life? But the deal is that this stress is different. You know, we went through many things over the years. I've been in practice as of 2 days ago, 43 years, kind of a great celebration for us. And we continue to touch and help people. But we've been through economic downturns. We lived through 9/11. We've gone through the H1N1 problem in 2009. And now we have this. And we all, you know, are sitting back and say, oh, my God, how do I recover? But if you use some sense, first that you have to do is recover your physicality, your physical being. And, you know, stress causes tons of symptoms, everything from anxiety and depression. And, you know, your blood pressure is going to go up. You're not going to remember things as you should. Memory loss is significant under these times. Oh, my God, I forgot what I'm doing. You know, I walked into the kitchen. What am I doing here? You know, it can trigger the reactions of cancer. It can make you much more susceptible to the things that you're trying to avoid. Ulcers, rheumatoid arthritis, generalized body pain that just doesn't go away. And we're saying, oh, my God, what can happen? And unfortunately, it does make you far more susceptible to flus and colds and things like that. So your immune system is weakening. And where are we right now? We're in the springtime. And springtime, unfortunately, has a lot of the allergens, the mold, the fungus, the pollens, and then we end up being very tired and we're chronically fatigued. And we've had patients that call in and said, well, you know, I'm so exhausted that I can't even function. And you know, I asked them, do you have a fever? Do you have a cough? You know, what other things are going on? And they say, no, I don't have that. Well, you're subject to the environment and the stress patterns that exacerbate all of this. So let's, you know, go through this and, you know, try to pull this apart and find out why we might be having muscle spasm, might having some panic attacks, and our diabetic patterns, our blood sugars are going through the ceiling. And it all has to do with this craziness that's around us right now. Stress is an internal response to an external challenge. Now, remember that. Stress is an internal response to an external challenge. You know, the National Institute of Health says that 90% of all illness is related to stress at some level. Well, if that's true, we have to be really careful right now because stress is over the top. You know, I would encourage you, and I'm going to say it again, be really careful listening to the talking heads, reading the things on social media, because everybody has an agenda. And so what you need to know about this crazy COVID-19, this coronavirus, this Wuhan initiated viral pattern is simply this. It is a viral pattern that is designed for some purpose, some reason. I'll let you do the speculations, to attack the respiratory system. And what happens is it goes in there and it causes this thing called a cytokine cascade. That means that inflammation goes crazy, and then the body starts producing lots of mucus, and these mucus products get into the lung patterns and they lock them up. You can't breathe. You can't get air in. You can't get air out. Your temperature starts going up. You're in a real problematic situation. We're going to talk about, again, some of the things that you can do about that over time. But I want you to understand that this is beatable. You can make sure that you and your family stay safe. And Dr. Scott Lamp and I talked about it last week. You can go back and re-listen to that program simply by going to RoselleRadio.com or going to RoselleCare.com. And it's there on both levels. So check it out and make sure that you're well equipped. We gave you a lot of guidelines that we can send you a lot of nutrient bases to help you out. But, you know, acupuncture, chiropractic adjustments, low energy light laser, diathermy, all those things can help bring up your immunological response. It makes you stronger over time. So when we're talking about stress, the effects are broad-based. They affect each and every one of us. You know, we're now in the beginning of the worst epidemic, many will tell you, that has ever been across. They're talking about 100,000 plus deaths in the United States. I'm not sure I'm on board with that. I'm not sure that we're going to see those levels. But even beyond that, we have neurological epidemic. You know, it's an ever-growing list of problems like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's and autism and insomnia and lupus and MS. And then we can add things like migraines and anxiety and fibromyalgia, which is pain all over the body that doesn't seem to be affected by anything. Chronic inflammatory reactions. All of these things are modern problems, things that have just come about. So why are they there? What's taking place today that wasn't there before? Well, we have a society that exponentially has expanded. We have huge numbers of people, billions and billions of people on the planet. And that whole energetic, that whole electromagnetic flux, if you will, has an effect and impact on every one of us. You know, no organism, if you will, whether it's man or whether it's an animal or anything else, was designed to withstand the effects of chronic long-term stress. We need a break. Now, you need stress, because if you had no stress in your body, guess what happens? You're going to die. So you put stress is a modulator. It's one of these things that you have to have a little bit of, but not too much of. You know, a little bit is good, but not so much after that. So we have to balance that out. And so, but prolonged stress to the brain, you know, causes something called a fight flight reaction. It's called a sympathetic parasympathetic pattern. And it can cause something called dysautonomia. And it's a balance that is disrupted, causing all types of disease processes. This dysautonomia creates a neurological effect, this cascade, this overwhelming situation that puts us into something called sympathetic dominance. Then that means that you're in a constant state of running away from the tiger, if you will, you know, the fight flight mechanism. Something's going to get you. You're constantly in a state, oh my God state, and you have to do something about it. So these sympathetics that are in position are for survival. And that other, that parasympathetic that you heard me talk about a few minutes ago, are for the healing process. But if we're always in a state of sympathetic fight flight, if you will, then our body can't heal. And that's the problem. We're constantly pushing, and we don't have the ability to slow down and heal. And by the way, when it comes to sympathetic fight flight, we're talking about not only emotional stress, we're talking about a body that's in pain that doesn't go away. We're talking about biochemical irritation. You know, my mantra, the sugars, the sodas, the coffee, the black teas, the fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, you know, the GMO products, all those things that we do way too much of. Well, those are stressors too. Those are biochemical stressors and the things that we put in our foods and the things that we're breathing in. And, you know, we have viruses all the time, this coronavirus, this COVID-19. You know, these are things that are always around us. So why do we succumb to them? Well, we're talking about this survival mechanism, this fight flight mechanism, but we don't want to get trapped in survival because it greatly diminishes our ability to do all kinds of things. One is just to heal. And the other piece is to be able to love and flourish and grow. You know, the World Health Organization indicated that prolonged stress without the appropriate relaxation response will cause the heart to weaken, the brain to shrink, and dramatic increase in inflammation, and it damages your fight flight system, which is your adrenal glands. That's these small little ductless glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they produce adrenaline and they handle blood sugar regulation and things of that nature. So we have to make sure that we do things, you know, properly. So I want to go over a little bit of this sympathetic, parasympathetic pattern with you that you really need to understand. But we're coming up quickly to a break in the program, but we're going to go through, we're going to talk about sympathetic versus parasympathetic and what really takes place. And it's an important realization that you need to have. So maybe you can catch yourself at the most appropriate time and slow things down. So we're coming up to a break in the program that we have to pay attention to those bringing you Dr. Tom Rizzo live. And I want to give you much more detailed information on this stress pattern and what you can do about it. So stay tuned. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo live.
Dr. Tom Rizzo live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. in the Eastern Seaboard. I want to talk about the stress pattern that we're all going through right now and the things that you can do to help yourself. But let's kind of recap, you know, the things that stress can do to your body. We talked about that fight-flight reaction, the tiger that's chasing you, and we just keep going, and we can't seem to stop it. We can't seem to shut down because we're listening to all the craziness that's, you know, out in the marketplace. So sympathetic stress increases your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing patterns, your digestion. It messes up your sleep completely. Your memory goes out the door. Your energy is depleted. Your immune function goes down. Muscles start cramping up and tightening up, and they have no flexibility. And your anxiety goes through the ceiling, and you get, guess what, depressed. So when we actually get to shut that down, it's called our parasympathetic system, you know, the ability to relax and really cause things to slow down. All those things decrease relative to heart rate and blood pressure and respiration. Our digestion gets better. Our mood stabilizes. You know, our energy is restored and we feel better. Our fight flight mechanism is far better than what it was. And our muscles begin to loosen and elongate and relax, and everything just begins to be calmer in our world. So when we know that's true and we go out of our way to listen to all this craziness, so we get in our fear pattern, we get over the top. I want you to remember that, you know, as bad as this thing is projected to be, it's not any worse than things that we've gone through in the past. And if you really take the time to eat well and to relax and to protect yourself. And when you go outside, keep your social distancing and the like. You can get through this and calm that system down. It's important that you're aware of the things that you can do and make a difference, because if you don't, this thing's going to eat you. And the thing is that you're going to eat yourself. But we need to talk about some exercises that you can do. We need to talk about some breathing patterns that you can do. We're going to try to get rid of some of this pain that you're in. All those things add on top of each other, and they're not okay. That's why we do the program, is to try to walk you through the weeds. We try to get you to a place where you understand that you have control and you don't have to be subject to all the stuff that's going on. So let's walk through that a little bit. And, you know, let's talk about reestablishing brain and neurological balance and how we can neutralize the stress. And, you know, we're going to do things like deep meditation and breathing and walking. You need to get outside. You need to walk. You need to, you know, breathe some of the fresh air. It's gorgeous outside. So being in nature and, you know, finding things to be happy about and getting some sleep and, you know, just enjoying the moments around you are really the basic platforms, if you will, that you can beat that stress pattern. You know, in my experience, chiropractic adjustments neutralize the stress response and stimulate relaxation responses within the body. It really helps normalize that fight-flight system. You know, our goal is to make sure that the body neurologically is relaxed and doesn't have the stress patterns from pain and joint dysfunction and signaling. So remember that when you come into the practice and, you know, you're dealing with one of our doctors, you know, let them explain to you some of the things that you can do. Now, what I want you to do is for a moment, I want you to imagine yourself in a jungle with a tiger that's stalking you. You know, your brain's going to tell you that, you know, you got to be on alert. So what does that mean? Your heart rate is going to go up, your respiration is going to increase, and your blood would be pumping like crazy, you know, from your organ systems into your muscles. So that's the key. All the nutritive balance that you need to have to support your internal mechanism, your immune system, your ability to breathe properly, your kidneys to filter all kinds of things out of your system is going to be hampered, is going to be diminished because of this stress pattern. So we have to get to a place where we can relax, so we can think clearly, so our body can function at a higher level, so we can heal. Because as long as we visualize that tiger, you know, and it's getting close to us, and it's going to, oh my God, it's going to take me out, your brain is telling your heart to work harder. Your blood pressure is going up. Your legs are trying to move you away from this inevitable danger. You know, if the tiger continues to threaten you, it will go until it eventually exhausts you and it eats you. It's going to get you. So we have to make sure that we relax that system and we learn how to do that. In the second half of the program, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about what you really can do to make a difference, how you can relax during these crazy times that are out there, but more importantly, how you can support yourself, your family, and the people that you love. We're coming up to that place in the program where we have to take a break and find out what's going on in the world. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live.
This is Dr. Tom Rizal Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. I'm sitting in my office at home, unfortunately not in the studio because of all the things that are affecting all of us. But you know what? This is kind of cool. And those of you who are listening to this, we're going to put it on podcast as well, as we're going to do several other things as the time rolls on, and we'll see what happens with this crazy COVID-19 and social distancing and staying in place at home and so forth. But remember that the Rizal Center for Healing is here to help you in any way that we possibly can. We are open, seeing emergency cases and sending out nutritional products. And on the 20th of April, we will reopen and exceed the CDC regulations. So understand that if you do come in our office, you'll be taken in, you're going to be pre-screened to make sure that you're doing well, and we'll get you in. If you have a fever, If you're coughing, call us and we'll tell you what to do, but we don't want you into the in the office. Our reception area is set up so we have significant social distancing and everything is wiped down. We're using solutions that will kill everything from AIDS to this coronavirus, and you don't have to worry. All of our staff members will be masked and you will be protected in every way possible. So we want you to know that. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Or simply go to RoselleCare.com online and take a look at what we've got going on there. And you can also send us a message at that level. Let's talk about the stress pattern and how it's affecting you. You know, the body goes into fight, flight, survival. And, you know, when you're in danger, your body is hardwired to increase your breathing pattern, increase your heart rate, shunt all kinds of blood to your muscles. And as we said earlier on, it takes away from your organ systems. And that's why stress is so dangerous, because now your internal mechanism is not getting the nutrition that it needs to have. It's not able to repair itself. So it begins to break down. The brain actually begins to shrink. You go into reactive. This is called the old reptilian brain. This is the one that is the survival brain that goes into automatic. And so, you know, the brain is the critical piece. And we're going to talk about four dysfunctions that take place. And one is being under aroused, not enough stimulation in a situation like this, being over aroused. And in an over aroused situation, you may get cold hands and feet. Muscles get tight, anxiety levels go up, you can't sleep, you're restless, your mind continues to race, your internal system, your bowels become very irritated, your blood pressure goes through the ceiling. And by the way, what happens is you start aging much more rapidly because your cells begin to break down, and that's not okay. And then ultimately, you know, we start out with headaches and some people will get seizures, and if hot flashes increase and food sensitivities go overboard, and we end up with all these crazy mood swings and even resembling bipolar patterns. It's a combination of things that can drop anyone. And then finally, we get exhausted. And in exhaustion phase, we go into that fatigue syndrome that seems to be chronic. It doesn't go away. Our body hurts all over. Autoimmune conditions like MS begin to show up. We see things like Parkinson's on the rise, as we said earlier. Eating disorders are over the top. We don't want to eat, or we're going to eat too much. And all of these things are not okay. And then rheumatoid and cancers and the like. So if you find yourself in that, you know, you've got to do something about it. You have to calm the craziness. You have to calm that fight flight mechanism to make sure that everything begins to heal, because if you don't, we got a problem. You know, there are a lot of changes that occur with, you know, we talked about earlier, this autonomia, and there's projection that's over 70 million people are suffering from this. That's a huge number of people throughout the world. And it's because of these constant stress patterns. And we said earlier, they can be emotional stress patterns. They can be biochemical stress patterns. They can be pain that just doesn't go away that we put up with, or traumas, injuries that have taken place. So you've heard things like POTS, which is, you know, postural orthostatic tachycardia. What that means is that you change positions and your heart goes through the ceiling, but that's a fight flight mechanism as well. Circulatory patterns, chest pain, shortness of breath, all of these things are related to what we're talking about. So what can you do? First, we got to calm that system down. And the first thing you can do is watch what you're putting into your system. What are you feeding your body? You have to make sure that you have good stuff going in. It's like watering your garden and fertilizing it properly. If you're not doing that, you don't have the fuel to heal, to repair, to move you forward. It's incredibly important that you get the sugars out of your diet during this time. You know, we've said a long time ago that sugars cause inflammation, which cause acid, which cause things like cancers and degenerative disease and all kinds, but they cause the body to be immunologically more susceptible to all kinds of things, including what's out there right now. So please get rid of this. And we're talking all types of refined sugars, and just don't default by going to tons of juices and fruits. You have to limit that. You have to limit the amounts and make sure that they're good things. Eat your veggies, people. You know, make sure that you're getting all kinds of green stuff in your body, and your protein should be lean, and make sure that you are eating. I had a patient the other day that came in tremendous low back pain, and just couldn't stand. And she was not eating well. She was trying to stay away. She's, I don't like meat, but she was only eating once a day and barely eating the things that would sustain the body. And she couldn't understand why she was putting on weight. And I told her, look, your body thinks it's in survival, so it has to protect itself. So it's slowing your metabolism down. It's making it very, very low. And it's saving it for a rainy day or some other time when, you know, it's going to need it. It's like a bear, you know, hibernating in the wintertime, goes into the cave, metabolism slows down, it goes to sleep. But that's what happens to all of us. And then we have these problems that just don't sustain themselves. We've talked about the emotional thing now endlessly through the program, but also structurally, what are you doing to relax your body? What are you doing to stretch it out? Are you just sitting around right now, hitting the remote? Are you getting outside at all other than just sitting, maybe watching things? You know, you still can go out and walk around your house. You can still walk down the block, put a mask on, go outside, do some of those things that will help you and make a big difference in what you do. So here's a couple things that I want you to do. You know, if we had to put together a game plan, the first thing I would do is get up in the morning and have a hot glass of something to drink, preferably water and lemon, a hot lemon water drink in the morning, get you going. You're going to relax a little bit. It flushes the system. Lemon actually changes the body to an alkaline state. And by the way, most any viral pattern will die in a completely alkaline environment. So if you're making that system alkaline, instead of making it acidic, like eating your sugars and drinking alcohol and, you know, eating too much meats and so forth, those things are, you know, don't do, but drink that alkaline water, flush the system out. You should be drinking water all day long. Nothing cold, by the way. You have to make sure that it's warm and it's constant and it's flushing and you're clearing that lymphatic system. So you're going to start that way. Then do a little stretching, do a little meditation, pray a little bit. You know, do those things that quiet you and bring you into that interconnected of connective place that we all should experience on an ongoing basis. Be very, very attentive when it comes to your body. It's a time in the morning that actually basically sets the platform, if you will, for the rest of the day. Then we want to breathe. How do we want to breathe? It's real simple. Those of you watching this, what I want you to do is I want you to sit up straight. I want you to put your head and your shoulders and your pelvis into a straight platform. I want you to breathe through your nose, and I want you to exhale gently through your mouth. But that breathing through your nose, I want you to do it at a count of about 10, nice and slow, like 1, 2, 3. And catch yourself in a naturally right position. Don't raise your shoulders. Your belly should be expanding. And then once you've breathed for 10 seconds, hold that breath for another 10 seconds and then allow it to slowly come out over a period of 4 to 6 seconds, and do that about 30 times throughout the day, maybe 5, 6, 7 times. And I promise you, if you do that, 1, it'll relax you, 2, it'll increase your energy, and it'll calm your mind to a place where you can actually focus. And then sit quietly, you know, again, prayer or meditation, your choice, and connect with that internal mechanism. And you'll find that if you do that, your body will begin to quiet and your immune system will begin to increase. But you have to do it on a regular basis. It's not something that we're going to do just because we have this COVID-19 out there, but we want to do this on a regular basis to increase your immunological function normally. So what else can we do? Well, there's an exercise where you can just stand up and you bring your head all the way back and you bring your arms behind you, almost like a hummingbird position. And if you do that, and then you flap your hands behind you. I wish I had the video right now to be able to show you that, but you're flapping your hands behind you as you're doing that, and you're breathing in and you're breathing out. That hummingbird position, and you can look it up on the internet, look it up, hummingbird position exercise, and do that, and it calms that system. It allows that parasympathetic, that healing mechanism to kick in. And you'll find that that will serve you dramatically when your body's stressed and increases your ability to heal straight across the board. Get outside and walk slowly. Have you ever seen an Asian walk? You know, when I've been in China a couple times and for extended period of time training, and every morning, literally hundreds and hundreds of people are outside, and I'm particularly when I was in Shanghai, and they're doing Tai Chi. But they're doing it very slowly and calmly. It's not the combative things that we think martial arts are today. And they're breathing and they're moving and the energy is being pushed throughout their entire body. There's a whole purpose of that is to heal and restore and repair the body's system. So go online. There's a lot of videos there. Look Tai Chi Guan and look basic forms and practice them. Now, there's no... You know, a lot of people say, oh, my God, well, it has to do with China and, you know, it has to do with a religious something, something. And I'm telling you that it's not. It's an exercise that has been done in China for thousands of years. And if you don't put a mental component to it and you're just doing something physical and you're breathing, guess what happens? It affects you physiologically. It affects you to a place where you can actually calm and heal your system. So there's so much that you can do that takes a little bit of time. But if you do it intentionally, if you do it every day, it's incredibly important. And by the way, in that breathing pattern I just told you about, that, you know, that 10 seconds in, 10 seconds hold, and four to 5 seconds out, 6 seconds out. Ladies, you put your right hand down low between your belly button and your pubic bone and your left hand on top of it. So they're an approximation. That's how you should do it. Guys, switch it around. Your left hand down, your right hand on top of it. And as you breathe in and you breathe out, it enhances your electrical field and your body begins to heal and calm down even more quickly. So there's so many things we can do, and we're going to try to give you more and more of those as time goes on. You know, it's important that you understand that you have absolute control right now. You can make things better. You can choose to be happy, or you can choose, you know, to be miserable and let this thing get you. I choose to do everything I can possibly can to make sure that my family and my colleagues and my friends and my staff are at the highest level emotionally, physically, and biochemically as we possibly can. We're taking our nutritional products, we're eating properly, we're getting a little exercise, we're there for you in the office, and all you really need to do is give us a call. Just to ask a question, we're going to be there. We're coming up to a break, and I want you to take all this to heart, and I want you to implement it. That's the most important thing. So don't go away. Stay tuned.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you who are around the country and listen to us by computer and podcast and so forth, well, you know the drill. You know the time frames, and we really appreciate your tuning in. And by the way, you know, our armed forces somehow have found us, and we get a lot of emails on a weekly basis. And, you know, we'd like to thank you, number one, for your service, and let us know how we can help you at any level whatsoever. We're talking about how to walk through this craziness that we're all going through right now. And my take is simply this: we will come out much stronger as a society, much stronger as a people. I want you to know that you have control. You have the ability to make a huge difference across the board for yourself, for your families, for all of us. Make sure you don't react. Don't react to the talking heads. You know, you can watch one side of the political platform. You can listen to the other side of the political platform. In my opinion, they all have agendas. So you need to find out what really is true. Go into medical sites. Go into things like Joe Mercola sites, Mercola.com. He's got 23 writers, and he really takes the lid off of some of this. And he'll tell you a lot about what happened with this, where it started. But more importantly, understand that you can really protect yourself. We have a lot of supplementation. All you have to do is call the office, and we'll ask you a few questions, and we'll send you some things to bring up your immune system. You know, if you are sick, there are doctors out there that are doing many different types of alternative procedures, interventions that actually are working, from IV intravenous vitamin C, doing IV drips with silver, doing nasal sprays, rectal suppositories of melatonin, dramatically increasing immunological response using 100 milligrams up to 200 milligrams a day. We're trying to bring you as much information as we possibly can. If you go to rozellecare.com, you're going to find that we have all kinds of health videos that are there for you. Go to the site and you can spend lots of time going through these things. We put them up there so you can be educated. That's the whole purpose. That's why we do the radio program. That's why we do our, in normal times, our in-house presentations. But we're going to do more podcasts. We're going to send them out to as many people as we possibly can. You know, sign up, send us your email. We're happy to keep you informed and posted on a regular basis. April 22nd, Dr. Jerry Cower is going to do a video presentation on allergies. You know, it's springtime, really, in case you didn't remember, in spite of all the stuff that's going on. And so sign up for that, and we will send you the link. We'll send you the presentation so you can watch it in the privacy of your own home. It's incredibly important that you become educated at a very high level. You know, I wrote my book some years ago. It's called Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. And it was designed to get you to think through processes, to make you understand that you have control. You're the one that is going to steer that health ship called you. So the Results Center for Healing's job is to make sure that you have the tools to be able to do that. And that's why we continue the process. That's why after 43 years of practice, I can't back away from this. I'm still here because of you. And that's the only reason I continue to do what we're doing. So let us know how we can help you. Go to RozelleCare.com and grab the tools and ask the questions and tell us how we can do to serve you. And just remember, we're in the office. We're serving you. We're there. Until next week, I want you to know that I'll have more intimate information for you. This is an incredible time in our society. Don't react. Plan very successfully. Remember one thing. I love you, and I'll do everything I can for you. See you next week. Bye.